the concept of God in Islam. The best reply that any Muslim can give you regarding the concept of God in Islam is quote to you Surah Ikhlas, chapter number 112, verse 1 to 4, which says, Kul huwa Allahu ahad. Say, He is Allah one and only. Allahu samad. Allah, the absolute and eternal. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. He begets not, nor is begotten. Walam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. There is nothing like him. This is a four-line definition given in the Quran in Surah Al-Ikhlas, chapter number 112, verse 1 to 4, which is the litmus test for theology. Theo means God, logy means study, theology means study of God. Surah Al-Ikhlas is the litmus test for theology. Anyone says that so-and-so candidate is God, if that candidate fits in this four-line definition, we Muslims have got no objection in accepting that candidate as God. The first is, Qul huwallahu ahad. Say, He is Allah one only. Number two, Allahu samad. Allah, the absolute and eternal. Number three, Lam yalid wa lam yulad. He begets not, nor is he begotten. Number four, Walam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. There's nothing like him. This is a four-line definition about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given in the glorious Quran. Any person says so-and-so candidate is God, we Muslims have got no objection in accepting that candidate as God. This is the touchstone of theology.